Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It doesn't get any better than this. Brian Hawley is on the phone line with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. It doesn't get any better than this. We have got WOSHL Championship Series, the finals, with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Now, Brian, before we get to a game one set for Saturday, let's look back at that Tilbury series, particularly last Saturday. What'd you think of the series?
Well, the series was very entertaining. The pace of play was fantastic. And really, it was the emergence of a hockey player that this town has not seen for some time that really came to fruition in Game 5. Zach Magwood, a Cambridge native who played in the AHL and a couple of countries in Europe, has been just a godsend for this team. He is a complete player, center iceman, scores goals, sets people up, kills penalties and all that, but on Saturday he really made a statement on this series that no one could have an answer to. He ended up scoring 3 goals, and even that is an understatement, because the first one, which is now currently going practically viral on social media, was a goal that I'm not sure I have seen, you know, matched in a very, very long time in that rank.
Okay, so the crowds just must have been unbelievable on Saturday.
It was really electric. Stratford came out hard. They Christian Palillo opened up the scoring. They went to a 1-0 lead after the first intermission. And then from there, it was the Magwood show. He scored that highlight reel goal 5-on-5 after a great play by Mitch Casey to both break up a 2-on-1. And he hit Magwood in flight with about a 100-foot pass. And then Graham Brulotte scored mid-period to make it 3-0. And just when Tilbury was just trying to get out of the period, they took a penalty late, and Magwood scored again on a nice tip-in from the doorstep to make it 4-0 going into the third period. Now, Tilbury scored an early goal to 4-1, and that was really all we had for drama as far as the outcome in this game once you got into it, because Stratford took a penalty, and Tilbury was looking to use that vaunted power play to get back in the hockey game, but Magwood scored shorthanded, and that made it 5-1, and that, for all intents and purposes, was the end of the series.
Okay, fair enough. So we have got the WOSHL Championship Series with the Stratford Fighting Irish and the Strathroy Jets. So game one is Saturday. Tell us a bit about the Strathroy Jets, or heading into this series.
Well, I tell you what, they are a 7 seed, but they do not play like a 7 seed. And first, you know, as an aside, I'm calling these games, I'm definitely going to screw this up. Stratford and Strathroy. I know I'm going to make some fun here calling this thing, but Strathroy has really top-heavy talent. They have former NHLer and former London Knight Robbie Schremp playing for them. He had a great career with Edmonton and a couple other clubs, so they've got him, Jamie McQueen, and Brandon Buck, who are former AHL players. I mean, these guys are so good. You cannot take penalties against this team, or all 3 of those guys come out on the ice and just make your life miserable for 2 minutes. And then once you get past those guys, you've got Evan DeBrower, who is widely considered to be the best goaltender in the Western Ontario Super Hockey League. He's a former All-American at Arizona State University, and he has been outstanding. The 7th seed took out the number 2 seed, Elora, in first round, and then they took out the number 1 seed, Evanston Killer Bees, who were the powerhouse team all year long. They won their first 18 games of the schedule. They have so much depth. They have Feezy, they have McEwen, they have so much star power. But Strathroy played a really smart defensive game, made Evanston skate and sand through center ice, took away a lot of their speed, and anytime they got scoring opportunities, DeBrower just turned them away. And so they won all three games. They won first were all in overtime, and then they won 3-2 on Monday night at home in front of a raucous 1,200 crowd in Strathroy. I was there for that game, and it was quite an experience to be in that rink with those fans going nuts. So anybody who thinks that the 7th seed is going to be an easy mark for this team is very, very much wrong, especially if you can't stay out of the penalty box.
All right, there you go. So it's game one set for Saturday at the Almond Arena, but this is a time change or a day change, is that right?
7:30. Normally game time is Saturday 7 o'clock, but they push it back to 7:30. Scheduling as you get into April is always a challenge in local hockey rinks. They're starting to take some rinks out. You've got Junior B playoffs going on. You're finishing off all the AAA stuff. So having said that, a half an hour later start, but I'm telling you, this is going to be one unbelievable series. We were on the podcast for the Super Hockey League on Tuesday, and you know, between everybody on the panel, they picked it in either six or seven games, and they kind of went back and forth. So this is going to be a long series. There's only one game playing this weekend. There'll be two next weekend. You know, fun fact, actually, Jamie, there's something happened here with Stratford that I don't think I can recall seeing before. They played the 5 seed in the first round, the 6th seed in the second round, and now the 7th seed in the third round. And it's pretty rare where you see a team play teams in descending order of their playoff seed. But like I said, Strathroy should not be treated as a 7 seed.
All right. So it's game one set for this Saturday night at the Almond Arena. That's a 7:30 start. And then, as you mentioned, game two back at Strathroy, that will be for April the 11th. So they get a bit of a break there. And then you'll have the back and forth with between Strathroy and Stratford. There you go.
Yeah, it's going to be a great series. Like I said, lots of good hockey. The pace that we saw with the wide open hockey we saw with Tilbury is likely going to be replaced with a team that likes to bung it up a little bit at center ice. So Stratford's forwards and their skill are going to be challenged to get through center ice with speed. But I think a real X factor for this series, aside, of course, from DeBrower and net for Strathroy, is the Stratford D core. When they get everybody out and healthy, all six of their defense core played in the OHL, and they all love to activate into the rush. And so I think that's going to be a really important part of the game for the Irish is activating those D. They're so dangerous as trailers are joining the rush. Guys like Cole Thiessen and Matt Henderson and Justin Murray, those guys are all really star players, and they could make a difference in the series for sure.
All right. Brian Hawley with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Brian, thank you so much for the update, and have a great game on Saturday, and we are looking forward to this series.
Well, thank you very much, and yeah, we're really looking forward to getting it on, man. It's go time, and let's go get a championship.